The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how MS-related fatigue strongly affects youngsters' ability to function. Multiple sclerosis and its associated fatigue negatively affect school performance, mental health, and physical and social functioning in children and adolescents with the disease, according to a new review study. Pediatric onset multiple sclerosis, otherwise known as POMS, also was associated with negative effects on social functioning, mental health, and quality of life in caregivers who emphasize the need for psychological and social support, as well as additional MS information for families. These findings add to previous studies highlighting a link between the pediatric form of MS and less formal education and lower income. They may help to bridge the gap in existing policies and improve care not only for children and adolescents with MS, but also for their caregivers. The review study, Needs and Experiences of Children and Adolescents with Pediatric Multiple Sclerosis and Their Caregivers, a Systematic Review, was published in the journal Children. Up to 10% of people with MS experience their first symptoms in childhood, and about 8 of 100,000 people around the world are estimated to live with POMS. Pediatric patients live with the disease during nervous system development and throughout their entire adult life, which can have a significant impact on their lives. In addition, previous studies suggest that POMS also has a toll on caregivers of children and adolescents with MS, affecting psychological, social, and employment-related domains. Despite POMS' profound effect on patients and their caregivers, gaps in policy frameworks have widely been reported in terms of addressing those needs of the groups and providing evidence-based care, the researchers wrote. One of the major reasons for policy gaps is the lack of systematically synthesized evidence reporting the needs and experiences of POMS patients and their caregivers, making it difficult for policymakers to take necessary steps to address these limitations, they added. To address this knowledge gap, researchers in Canada, Ireland, Belgium, Italy, and Croatia systematically reviewed published studies up to September 2020 regarding the experience and needs of children and adolescents with MS as well as their caregivers. From the 10,122 studies assessed for eligibility, 26, covering a total of 2,253 POMS patients and 1,608 caregivers, were included in the analysis. A total of 10 studies were conducted in Europe, 8 in the US, 6 in Canada, and 2 in both Canada and the US. Available demographic data indicated that the most caregivers were the parents of POMS patients, particularly their mothers, and had a mean age of 42.2 years, well included pediatric patients had a mean age of 16.2 years. Results showed that pre-diagnosis and diagnosis phases were characterized by pronounced emotional distress, particularly on the caregiver's side. This could be addressed by increasing POMS awareness among healthcare providers by providing financial and psychological support to families and by improving access to treatments. The data also suggested that additional information about the course of the disease is needed by the caregivers. MS was found to negatively affect physical activity, daily functioning, school performance, social relationships, mental health, and quality of life pediatric patients with MS-related fatigue as the main contributor. Based on these findings, the researchers noted that identifying ways to ease fatigue may help to improve these patients' overall life, and that additional educational, social, and psychological support should be provided to children and adolescents with MS. Notably, a need for increased social support was identified in both POMS patients and their caregivers, whose social lives were reported to be greatly affected by the disease, in addition to their mental health and quality of life. The team noted that organization of community support events by MS communities, as well as summer camps, may help promote coping strategies among both children and adolescents with MS, as well as their caregivers. This study provides the first evidence regarding the needs and experiences of POMS patients and their caregivers. Importantly, the findings resonated with the experiences of MS patient organizations, expert members, MS support groups, and patient research partners affiliated with the European Multiple Sclerosis Platform. The study identified specific needs in terms of psychological, social, educational, informational, and financial support, where the policymakers and existing support systems can specifically use to bridge the gaps in existing policies and enhance the quality of care to both POMS patients and their caregivers. Still, the investigators noted that their review study did not consider important factors that may influence MS-related impacts in pediatric patient and caregivers, such as treatment cost, availability of health insurance, access to appropriate health care, type of multiple sclerosis, and extent of disease progression.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jesse Ace, Disabled to Enabled. Finding comfort in unlikely places, TV medical dramas. I have a weird secret. I'm sure it's not the norm for someone with a chronic illness to enjoy this as much as I do, but it always occupies my free time. I love medical dramas. They leave me enthralled with their technical and medical jargon, and their portrayal of the human body's complexity. It's not real, I know. The ways in which TV programs portray illnesses do not always reflect real life, which can lead to confusion. I haven't found a storyline yet that portrays multiple sclerosis in a realistic manner. I understand this lack of realism, though, because MS involves so many symptoms. I think production companies probably exaggerate some of the symptoms a particular character has so that the audience can clearly see there's a problem. It might also depend on how familiar an actor is with a particular illness, or whether they have the ability to portray the situation accurately. In reality, I think MS is too complicated to portray on screen without generating confusion and probably complaints from the MS community. The most realistic part of many of these storylines, in my opinion, is when a doctor walks into a cubicle, clipboard in hand, and looks over a pair of glasses with a furrowed brow. You have name of illness, the doctor barks at the patient before walking out of the camera shot. That's pretty much what happened during my diagnosis 8 years ago, except I had an added order to go home and Google it. I don't watch medical dramas just to see how MS is portrayed. I also pay attention to the other illnesses that are mentioned, and I research them later. Grey's Anatomy is my favorite show, followed by New Amsterdam. But a surprising number of other hospital dramas are out there too. It amazes the people around me how much I love these shows. I love them because I've experienced illness in hospitals firsthand. I've faced some of the same realities and understand how the characters are feeling. For a moment, the show allows me to escape my reality and step into someone else's. Strangely, and probably selfishly, they make me feel grateful I'm not in the character's situation. A medical career always intrigued me when I was growing up. I remember thinking I wanted to be a brain surgeon because I'm obsessed with the brain and all it does. But after watching these shows, I think I might have dodged a bullet in terms of my career path. I don't think I could have coped with the stress and the long hours it would have entailed, especially not with my MS fatigue and brain fog. So I'll just continue to live out my fascination with all things medical through TV hospital dramas.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.